Time for the pre-show here on our Phil Henry Show website thing. What a year it has been. What a day it has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Today, I was getting my driver's license. So that's all I did today, getting my fucking driver's license. I had to take the test. All kinds of shit. Because I was... I got a great idea. I had a great idea for one of the driver's license things. Oh. Totally spaced on it. You know, you think you're going to remember these things, but every time I get a fucking good idea and I just space on it. Anyway, today we are going to do Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Loving Kenny. God, I cannot stand looking at Trump. I can't stand looking at that piece of fucking lying shit. A liar, a fucking thief, a fucking manipulative motherfucker. Anybody that votes for him, I'll tell you right now, anyone that votes for him is getting fucking taken. You're getting run, man. I know all about fucking Hillary's emails. Brother, you got no fucking idea. There's a difference between someone who fucks up a lot and someone who knows exactly what they're doing. Just wanting to be president because little Donnie Trump never really got to that billionaire status that he wanted to get to. He's not a fucking billionaire any more than I am. That motherfucker owes more goddamn money. You got guys like fucking Mark Zuckerberg could buy and sell that sumbitch 50 times over. So what does that tell you? Mark Zuckerberg. He's got fucking, you know, how many times? Or let's say he's got $3 billion, which he doesn't have. 30 fucking times over that motherfucker could buy and sell that guy. So what does that tell you? You know, if Donald Trump is such a moneyed guy, such a successful guy, Mark Zuckerberg has built a company that dwarfs anything Donald Trump has ever built. Dwarfs anything Donald Trump has ever achieved in his fucking life. Now there are people who say, well, he's a hard-working guy. He's a guy to the street. Donald Trump is not any more of the street than fucking Mark Zuckerberg is. Donald Trump grew up an entitled young man, never threw down with anybody, guaranteed. That fucking asshole has existed on the periphery of fucking wise guys and mobsters because they can use him, not the other way around. And they've used him. They ran his ass in Atlantic City and basically ran him the fuck out. How do you fuck up running a casino? Run it the way Donald Trump ran it. Now he wants to get money from this guy, Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson, guess what he owns? Casinos. You know what you ought to do, Trump, is take some casino-owning lessons from Adelson and not ask him for money. And Mr. Adelson, if you had any brains, which I'm sure you do, you know as well as I do the thing you ought to be doing is just telling Donald Trump, give him some pointers on how to own a casino, not give that motherfucker money. You give money to Donald Trump, you might as well fucking piss on it. He's not going to make any money for you. He's not going to get elected president of the United States. If he does, he'll be the most hated fucking president in history, the most ineffective. I shudder to think. I fear for this fucking country. Donald Trump gets old, because that means we've got enough stupid motherfuckers who voted for him. God almighty, God help us then. You know what Donald Trump's America is going to look like? You been to one of his rallies? Have you seen the streets outside of his rallies? That's Donald Trump's America. That's 4 fucking years of that shit, if we survive that. If we survive it. 4 years, that's what America's going to look like. This is a hated man. For good reason. Everybody says, racist, where's the racism? Why don't you shut up for a change? Open your fucking eyes and open your fucking ears and listen. Okay, and don't necessarily take every goddamn thing personally. Nobody is saying necessarily you're a racist or that I am, but there is extant, there is systematic, what is called institutional racism in every practically everything that we do. If you say to somebody, black people have been on the Democrats' plantation, what are you saying? Black people are not smart enough to decide for themselves what's best, who to vote for. You're basically saying it's a whole group of people, a voter bloc that is too dumb to know what's good for them. Now, white people, what does that mean? We know better? Well, there's a lot of dumb white people, too. Well, then what you need to do is say that there's a whole lot of people maybe that are on the plantation of the Democrats, if you will. Of course, I could point out that there's a whole lot of people that are on the, that have been on the goddamn Barry Goldwater plantation and the Ronald Reagan plantation. Just the same, they don't know why they're voting for those two motherfuckers, the philosophy that those two motherfuckers promulgated. They just are. Because it seems to be the American way. And what is the American way? It's the fucking white man way. Oh, fuck. I'm telling you, it's just enough that fucking drives me out of my goddamn mind. It really does. It drives me fucking... I want to kill. I've never in my life have I ever been driven to such... Just to such extremes emotionally. I mean, I swear to God, I would just as soon kill as argue with somebody over this shit. And Trump... That guy is so fucking transparent, it makes me crazy that other people can't see it. He is so obvious. He's like a guy that goes and buys a brand new fucking Cadillac and takes it through the drive-thru with Jack in the Box. Donald Trump's like one of those guys. He acts like he's nouveau riche, even though he shouldn't be. I mean, he comes from money, so we're told. He acts like he just came into money. His taste is in his fucking ass. I mean, it's seriously, his taste in houses, furnishing, everything is right up his ass. I don't even know what kind of car the motherfucker drives, but money says he's probably got a fucking Rolls Royce. Something obvious like that. His taste in women? I hate to break the news. You know, you're going to think, what do you know, Henry? Well, okay. Maybe I don't know anything. I got news for you. That wife of his... She ain't no fucking bargain, man. I mean, if you think that that's a beautiful woman, you don't know what beautiful is. She's got all the plastic surgery going for her. I'll give you that. That's what you like. You go right ahead, man. You go on out and you find yourself a chick who's all banged up with plastic surgery. Now, that's not necessarily what makes the woman. She opened her mouth once. She gave a pretty good speech. We found out that parts have been plagiarized from Michelle Obama. Okay. But since that day, have you seen hiding her hair, that woman, anywhere in this campaign trail? Has she been seen with the candidate anywhere in the... I see Hillary Clinton with her husband. I see Hillary Clinton with her daughters. Now, I do see President Clinton out there with his wife, Hillary. And I see Chelsea out there. And I see Donald Trump with his kids. But there's one person missing. There's no Melania. Why? Well, why? Every guy campaigns, especially during a presidential campaign, they campaign with their spouses. No Melania Trump. No place. You want to know why? He's afraid she's going to open her fucking yap and say something stupid. That's why. This guy doesn't like women. He just doesn't fucking like women. I don't know what that is. He doesn't like them. He lied about having sex with or having some relationship with some woman in the... who was that woman in the 90s? Embarrassed her, too. She had to go around and say, I haven't slept with this piece of shit. I don't know what he's talking about. What a sack of shit to intimate that you've slept with a woman who wouldn't have anything to do with you. She had to go public. I forget her name. It'll come to me. Now, what is that about? How pathetic do you have to fucking be to do that? You know, and then, you know, just put it all together and what have you got? This guy is, like I said, he's very obvious. He is this, you know, he says shit that he thinks is really funny. It's not. I'm sorry. He's not funny. Anybody that thinks Donald Trump is funny probably thinks the very high point, I mean, the pinnacle of fucking humor was Hee-Haw, you know, or some shit like that. Because Donald Trump is the city version of Hee-Haw. That motherfucker is so lame. And then we have his views on the world. Absolutely, you know, just rice paper thin. Nothing. No policy. He's going to get ISIS. It's the kind of thing that these fucking redneck motherfuckers that go to see his shit, go to his rally, they jerk off over that shit day and night because it sounds so groovy. They don't know what it means any more than fucking Trump does. What about Hillary? Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She has actual concrete policy. Now, you may not like the whole email thing, and you may not like the whole fucking, what was the other thing? The email and some other shit, you know, Clinton Foundation. But I will tell you this much. You're going to have to either ride that one for all it's worth, and you're going to wind up looking like a fucking asshole because there's nothing there. Or, you know, it'll get her beat. And then you can say, yay, you know, she got beat. And you can live with Donald Trump for the rest of your fucking life. I don't give a shit. But Hillary Clinton didn't break a law. Hillary Clinton was dumb. Hillary Clinton misused things out of ignorance. Hillary Clinton has a foundation which has raised so much money and done so much that is good that millions would literally die if you closed down the Clinton Foundation. Donald Trump's never done anything like that in his goddamn worthless life. He's never done a goddamn thing like that in his worthless life. That fucking prick has the Donald Trump Foundation. When did he come up with the Donald Trump Foundation? Is that the one that gave the money to that bond, that Biondi, whatever the fuck her name is down in Florida? He gives this woman $35,000 the same week she drops any possible investigation of fraud against Trump University. Give me a fucking break. Apply the same fucking level of suspicion to that one would apply to anything that Hillary Clinton's doing, these Trump fuckers. Man, you put that motherfucker in jail for shit like that. God damn. I said it this week, I'll say it again. I almost, you know, if we do elect Donald Trump, and I say we, because that's the kind of American I am, you know, if we elect Donald Trump, the Holocaust and the apocalypse that will follow, we will obviously deserve. We will be putting our precious democracy on a dangerous road to demagoguery and strongman fascism, because that's what he is. He's a brainless fucking moron that doesn't want to answer any questions more difficult than, you know, how many yards is that par three out there at Trump National, New York, or whatever the fuck that piece of shit golf course is that you got. You know? Nobody knows how much these fucking golf courses are worth. He tells the public they're worth $50 million. He tells the federal government they're worth $2 million. Why? Doesn't want to pay a lot in property taxes. Why? Because he's fucking broke. He owes $500 million to fucking Deutsche Bank. $500 million. That's $100 million more than what? What the Chinese owe, or what? What was that? Somebody said somebody owed somebody $400 million. Chinese owe $400 million, right? Fuck this shit. God damn, man. So fucking pissed off at this shit. Telling you, this really hacks me the fuck off. Tomorrow, what the fuck is tomorrow, man? Thursday? Okay. Unreal, man. All right, man. Fuck it. Whatever. This fucking country's done. Done. Nobody gives a shit anyway, you know? No one fucking cares. Our poor fucking country, man. Nobody gives a fuck. Is this it? The same one? Let me see. God damn it, man. What in the fuck? Okay. Here we go. Nothing like these sound effects, right, on the phones? Gotta love them, man. Where is the alarm? Here it is, alarm. No, motherfucker.
Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag. Loving Kenny.
What is this?
These are actually my alarms. These are alarms to wake me up in the morning. All right. Cancel. Here we go. All right.